Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know, to check the date of the big game first before you accidentally buy tickets on your 20th wedding anniversary and have to spend the next 20 years of your marriage making up for it. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You go into your shower feeling... But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
It's time to get inside the Giants' home.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
On Giants.com.
I like it.
And the Giants mobile app.
Boom. Give me some juice!
Part of the Giants Podcast Network.
Let's roll!
Welcome to another edition of the Giants Huddle Podcast, brought to you by Citizens, the official bank of the New York Giants. I'm John Schmelk. It's our Friday episode every week where I talk to a Giants player for a lengthy interview about both him and the team. We'll also hear from Bob Papa with the head coach of the Giants, Brian Daboll. It's all brought to you by Citizens, the official bank of the Giants. From game day celebration to your everyday financial needs, Big Blue fans can get the most out of every moment with Citizens. Learn more at citizensbank.com/giants. We're going to lead off with my interview with Giants running back Devin Singletary. We touch on a variety of topics, including what went wrong last week, the Commanders matchup this week, and how the Giants are trying to bounce back after a rough week one. Now we're joined by Giants running back Devin Singletary. Devin, how are you, man?
Doing well, man. How you doing today?
Doing good. So, looking back to last week before we talk about the game, how has this week been? I looked at your career. You had two opening week losses that you had to bounce back from, including last year with Houston. You guys kind of got run by Baltimore a little bit in that game, right?
Yeah.
So what's key to bouncing back from a tough first week loss?
Man, the biggest thing is looking in the mirror. And when I say looking in the mirror, as an individual and as a team, see what you could have done better, where you could have been better, and where you can be better at. I think that's first, and more than anything, you got to stay together, come together, and have each other back.
So do you think the team's done that this week?
Yeah, I feel like it definitely brought us closer. I think that's what adversity does. It's either going to bring you closer or it's going to go the other way, and I think we definitely became closer this week. It sucked to lose, especially the way we lost, but, you know, it builds character.
How much is that how the coaches deal with you guys after these games, and how much is it how you guys talk amongst each other as players in the locker room?
Yeah, I think it goes hand in hand. You know, with the coaches, you want them to not necessarily be hard, but be real. Be real about what's going on. Then amongst each other, like I said, you got to come together. We got to figure this thing out because we know we don't want the outcome. That's not the outcome we've been working for.
How does Brian Daboll handle it when he brings you guys in to kind of watch that game on Monday and go through it? And is he real with you guys the way he described it?
Yeah, definitely real. And you wouldn't want it no other way. You respect that, and that makes you want to run through a wall more for a guy like that, to be honest.
So when you guys sat there and you watched the tape together as a group, and I'm sure you watched stuff individually as well, what did you think? We'll start overall, the offense, from what you saw last week, and maybe why things didn't go well for you.
Yeah, no rhythm. And just it could be the smallest thing from it could be one person or anything, like just not being on the same page with some things. And that goes to doing your part. You do your part, do the little things right, and everything else kind of starts to fall into place.
So when you looked at you specifically, what did you see from yourself on tape when you looked at yourself in the run of the pass game?
Yeah, I felt like I was decent, but I feel like it's more ways I could be better, if that's pressing my aiming point more or being on this block just a little bit more or being more, you know, decisive on this route. Just it could be the smallest things. But doing little things right, doing simple right goes a long way.
I forget if was it a screen or an outside run where you were an ankle tackle away from having a lot of green in front of you. You kind of pressed it inside, you got behind your block, and you tried to get up the sideline a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Take me through that play a little bit. And was that one of the plays where you're like, oh, if I did something a little bit different, I might have been able to clear it?
For me, it was a screen. I wanted to get vertical right away, but how it was looking, I didn't feel like that's what I needed to do on that play. Mm-hmm. And was able to press it a little bit longer and get to some daylight. But like you said, it was just a shoestring tackle away. That's always one you just be like, oh, if I would have jumped a little bit sooner or pulled my leg a little bit, yeah. We got a chance to turn that into a big play.
You mentioned this in terms of the team's overall performance, but in terms of the run game, which is also a team deal, right? Yeah. Offensive line's got to block. You guys got to run. Tight ends, wide receivers got to block. Everyone does it together.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there was some meat left on the bone in the run game last week?
Yeah, I do. I do believe so. If it was the backs doing, O-line, whatever it may have been, I feel like it was some things out there that was left out there. We left some food on the table.
Now, I know I was surprised. I'm sure – you guys less so because you prepare a lot more than I do for these things. But I thought the Vikings were going to pressure a lot more than they did. They ended up playing – they only played man twice, I think, the whole game. Everything else was zone, and most of it was quarters, cover two, cover six, a lot of two deep stuff.
Right.
When a team shows you those types of looks, how essential is it to run the ball well, to get them out of some of those looks in order for an offense to be successful?
It's very essential. Just for one, you don't want to be one-dimensional. When you're one-dimensional, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. So definitely in that case, you want to get the run game going, get a good flow going, and, kind of opens up everything else.
How important is it to have early success in this game this week? And when I say early success, I mean not only early in the game but on first down. It seemed like you guys really struggled to get consistent first down yardage, not just in the run game, in the pass game too. Yeah. A lot of second longs in the game. How important is it for you guys to start fast in both those aspects?
Yeah, it's very important. We call it standing in the green. You want to stand in green because when you stand in the green, you know you're doing something right. And it's easier on a play caller to call the plays when you're standing in the green.
Sure.
Even on the O-line and stuff, it's easier as on the whole offense, to be honest, when you're standing in the green. So it's very important to set that tone early and get off to a fast start.
I guess it goes hand in hand, right? It makes it tougher on the defense. Their second down call becomes a lot different if it's second and five compared to second and nine, right?
Yep, because everything is still open at that point, and you got to be ready for anything, suppose if it's second and long. It's like, it's only so many things they can do here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And in the same way, taking the first down part of it out of it, just coming out of the gate, you weren't here. The last 2 years, the Giants have scored fewer first quarter points than any other team in the league. They just played with deficits a lot. And the same thing happened against the Vikings. You guys are down early, right? You're trying to come back. How much does it help an offense, and how does it help an offense specifically, to get out to a lead early and to be playing with a lead rather than having to try to play catch up, even early in a game in the first half?
That sense of urgency is so important. And when you're getting off, it's energy more than anything. It feeds good energy. It feeds that momentum that people talks about. When you get off to a good start, that's complimentary football. Now the defense is hype. Now the special teams are hype. So it goes a long way. It goes a long way.
And I know Dave's isn't a big believer in, like, the 10-play script. You go down the list and you do all the plays. That's not kind of his thing, right? He kind of likes to do – he likes to feel it out and kind of roll, which I'm sure the players actually probably like, right? You're trying to, match up what the defense is doing. So what's the key then to getting off to fast starts in games to get out there and hit your stride right away as a player?
It might be, like, cliche or whatever, but it's literally doing the little things and the simple things right, like – it get overlooked. That's just like, I'm going to give you an example. People like say, the kicker and the holder have the easiest job. But that's them doing simple right every day, hiking the ball, catching the ball, placing it.
Right.
That simple right, it goes a long way. So I think that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, offensive line. I know that's a feeling out process, right? A running back in his line, them figuring how you want to run it, you figuring out how they block certain things.
Yeah.
You haven't had that same five guys in front of you much. You kind of had the last couple weeks of camp in their positions. Did you get a better feel for them and how they're going to block up certain plays in real action in week one?
Yeah, I would say so. That with that being like our real first live action, like for a whole game, I would definitely say I feel like we all got a feel for each other. And that's going to be important moving forward.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, to check the date of the big game first before you accidentally buy tickets on your 20th wedding anniversary and have to spend the next 20 years of your marriage making up for it. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I know John Runyon, he spoke to the media a couple of days ago. He was disappointed. He thought the line didn't run block it as well as they could. Do you see, though, the upside with the veteran group and their experience that you see where this running game can get, and where can this running game get once everything starts to click?
Yeah, I definitely see the upside, man. It's the first game. It's not going to make or break anything. You don't want to peak in your first game, you know. You just want to be at a steady pace, just steady getting better and better week by week, day by day. And, for the future, I feel like it's no limits. Once we get rolling, who knows what can happen, you know?
We were all caught by surprise. Were you surprised that the offense wasn't a little bit more explosive in week one after what we saw all throughout the summer where they right. were really making a lot of – you guys were making a lot of explosive plays throughout all summer?
Yeah, I would say a little bit, just because we hold each other, you know, to a higher standard. And that obviously wasn't our standard, so I would say a little surprise.
All right. Tracy and Eric Gray, how'd they play, you think, in week one?
Week one, I felt like they played pretty good. First day out, especially for Trace, you know, it was his first game.
Did you have to talk to him before the game to calm him down at all? Was he, like, too psyched or was he okay?
No, I felt like they both were fine. Nice. Trace definitely was fine. I feel like more than anything, he was excited just to get out there, get his first play going. And but overall, I felt like for it to be their first game, well, for it to be Trace's first game, and, you know, Egre, he's still young. I feel like we all did pretty good.
All right, I want to talk about the opponent this week now. Right. We mentioned how the Vikings did a lot of zone stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Washington, they play a lot of single high, a lot of cover three, a lot of man, very different type of defense. When you see their defense on tape and you watch it, what do you see?
Man, they hungry. You got vets at linebacker. They D-line, they're hunting, and their secondary is pretty good. So, you got to come with your A game. I feel like that's the league, period. You know, that's why we're the one percenters. But they're coming off a loss too, so they're getting preached the same thing. Like we got to go out here and get a win. So it's going to be a dog fight for sure.
Yeah, home opener, they're going to be pumped up, right?
Yeah.
What's the challenge for a running back when you're Giant fans are familiar with Dan Quinn's defense? Everything is they want alignment upfield every play, upfield every play. What's the challenge for a running back when you're facing a defensive front that all they're trying to do is one gap it, penetrate, and get upfield on every play?
Yeah, it could disrupt the timing on certain things. Sometimes your reads can be a little different just the way they're getting off the ball, so you got to kind of – a lot of it is instinct, but kind of just get a feel for, okay, it looks like this now, but it's not going to be like this once the ball snaps. So, I feel like just get that feel in, you know what I'm saying? Once you watch tape, you'll get a few little tendencies. Like I said, it's only one game in. But
sure.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
I always ask the offensive lineman about how you deal with stunts and twists in the pass protection game, right? What happens if you catch these guys running stunts and twists on a run play, right? How does that impact the run game and a running back when they try to use a lot of that movement up front, too, side to side, even the loopers, stuff like that?
Yeah. Now your read is kind of being in a different spot. So now it's really just, you kind of taking what they give you, and hopefully you can catch them out of a gap while they're doing those stunts. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and that was going to be my follow-up.
Yeah.
It creates opportunities too, right? Yep. Like even at the end of that game last week, even though I thought they did a pretty good job against the Bucks run game in general, second half of that game, you saw a couple plays, run a little draw up the middle, guy comes around. There were some huge holes up the middle if you catch him in the right play, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they're definitely taking a chance with that. It's either going to be a tackle for loss, disruption, or, a positive game on our end.
You mentioned this a couple times already. How much can you actually take out of 1 week worth of tape, especially for a team like the Commanders, whose personnel and coaches are all different from what they had last year?
Yeah, you can take a little bit out of it. That's them. That's them. That's who they are. But at the same time, it's like, all right, every week is going to people getting better and better. You're getting better and better. So you just got to be ready to roll. You get a little bit of a feel, like I said, from week one. But week two, you're gonna fill it out in the first series or two, and once you get that feeling, you'll be pretty good. But week one, seeing it on tape, it's like, okay, this is kind of them. This is what they're doing. It was just one game, but it doesn't tell the whole story.
Are you psyched for your first NFC East rivalry game?
I am. New to this conference, new to this division, so I'm definitely hyped about that.
Final question. You mentioned the veteran linebackers. Frankie Louvu is a really good player, but I want to ask you about Bobby Wagner. He's been doing this forever. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, All-Pro, Pro Bowler. When you have a linebacker like that, that is so with it mentally and has seen everything, how does that impact a running back like yourself?
Man, it just motivates you to be on your A game even more, to study just a little bit more. You know, and just be ready to bring it because you know this guy across from you, well, he been to the Pro Bowl pretty much every year of his career except for maybe one. You know what I'm saying? And that shows you right there. So you're just ready for that challenge. You know, that's a great challenge. And, you know, it kind of shows you where you are and where you stack up to people, especially, you know, going against someone like that.
And second straight week, I'm sure you guys are ready for your blitz pickup, right? I think they had the fourth highest blitz rate in the league last week, Washington, and they're going to have some big guys coming at you.
Yeah, definitely. These guys are definitely some of the heavier backers in the league right now. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, but definitely looking forward to the matchup.
Definitely best luck against the Commanders.
Appreciate it, man.
Great stuff from Motor right there as we get ready for the Giants and the Commanders. Don't forget the Giants Huddle podcast is brought to you by Citizens, the official bank of the Giants. Citizens will donate $750 to the Giants Foundation for each scoring drive during the 2024 season. Learn more at citizensbank.com/Giants.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know, to check the date of the big game first before you accidentally buy tickets on your 20th wedding anniversary and have to spend the next 20 years of your marriage making up for it. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're ready for a change. Payday comes early with Citizens, so go to that retreat. New you moves to the country. Now you're raising goats and launching a lifestyle brand. Are you ready for all that life brings? You love turf. You're good at it. So you start a turf biz. Business grows, your savings grow. Become the most celebrated name in turf. Are you ready for all that life brings?
The voice of the Giants, Bob Papa, had a chance to chat with Brian Daboll, getting you ready for the Giants and Commanders.
And as always, we're joined by the head coach of the New York Football Giants, Brian Daboll, as the Giants play their first road game of the season in Washington against the Commanders. And, Coach, you take a look at this Washington team. Looks a little different than the team that you faced the last 2 years. Jaden Daniels, drafted number 2 overall, the quarterback. Obviously, you put a lot of work into this kid as you were evaluating players in the draft. What is it about him that makes him so special?
Well, he has really good talent. So he can throw the ball very, very well. I'd say in all three areas of the field that you need to throw the ball: underneath, intermediate, deep, makes good decisions. And then you add element of his athletic ability where he can create, whether it's running or creating to move around to let the routes develop a little bit longer on a scramble play to throw it downfield. So you know, he was a very dynamic player in college, and you saw a lot of that in that first game.
Coach, is this one of those scenarios where, from an assignment standpoint or assignment football, that you have to be extremely buttoned up, where you can't just turn your back and not have eyes on this guy? Because if something's not there in one of his reads, not only can he take off and go, but he can actually take off and go for a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. And those type of quarterbacks are difficult to defend. So the back end has to be tied in with the front end. You have to have a good rush plan. You have to be able to cover as long as you need to cover. Sometimes those plays take, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds at times. And it's hard to, you know, defend players that long. So you have to do a good job up front with rush lanes and not let him get out where he wants to get out. And he's going to make, you know, plays. He has every time he's touched the football. Whether it was in college or even last week. So it'll be a big challenge when you play someone like this.
Let's take a look at the run game that they have. Brian Robinson last week, on limited touches, had, I think, 89 total yards. And then, you know, Austin Ekeler had 52 yards receiving, who they brought in, you know, from the Chargers, who's been a proven player in the league. What about that combination that they have with those two and how they can complement each other?
Yeah, well, first of all, with Brian, I was with Brian at Alabama, and you know, he was one of those guys that, you know, was a really, really good football player, was behind a lot of really good football players, and, you know, for him to stick around and competed out all the way through his career says a lot about the young man. Obviously, we know what he went through last year, but he is a big, tough, hard-nosed runner that is hard to tackle one-on-one. And, you know, they use him and Eckler, you know, on the check down game. And once they get into space, they make one guy miss. You know, they both went for a ways. So Eckler's been doing it for a long time. Got a lot of respect for him. It's a good combination of backs.
As you look at your offense going against this defense, Dan Quinn is the new head coach. He's been the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys for the last 3 years. So you've had to prepare for his defense, you know, twice a year. How do you go about doing that, studying it? Do you look at a lot of the Cowboys stuff, or is it more what they're doing in Washington? Because he obviously has different personnel.
Yeah, you have to at this time of year. You know, it would be different if you're playing week 7 or week 8. But, you know, throughout the offseason, this week, you spend some time on the Dallas tape scheme-wise and then the Washington tape, you know, scheme-wise, because it's not all the same. They've added new wrinkles and things like that, but the personnel is critical.
As far as them trying to get pressure on the quarterback, they're not adverse to playing some games, are they, as far as moving people around or trying to create confusion up front?
Yeah, and, you know, if you get into those passing situations, you'll get a variety of looks. You know, three linemen to a side, overload things, walk both linebackers up in different gaps, disguise things for the quarterback. So they got a good package. You know, they've had a good package for a long time, and you know, we're going to have to do a good job of communicating. If we get into those situations, the key will be to stay out of those situations as much as we can.
Finally, Coach, you know, strength up the middle. When you talk about baseball terms, you know, they always say, you know, strong at catcher, shortstop, center field. When you take a look at Washington defensively, between, you know, Allen and Payne and Bobby Wagner, I mean, that's a pretty impressive stuff that you're talking about that you're going to have to deal with to try to get this run game going.
Yeah, you know, seeing Bobby is like an all-pro every year he's played. You know, smart, instinctive, very good inside linebacker who's been in this defense for a while. So got a lot of respect for him, competed against him for a while. Then, you know, the two Roll Tide guys inside, they're always issues. They've been since they've been in the league. And, you know, the way they utilize their skill set, I think, now is really conducive to their play style and of penetrating front, getting upfield and being disruptive. And, you know, they did that the first game in the running game, you know, 7 negative runs. You know, they're problems.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. As always, best of luck this afternoon in week 2 against the Commanders.
Thanks, Bob.
Good focus there on the opponent from head coach of the Giants, Brian Daboll. We thank you for joining us on the Giants Huddle Podcast, brought to you by Citizens, the official bank of the Giants. I am John Schmelk. Thanks to Motor. Thanks to Bob Papa. Thanks to Brian Daboll. Enjoy the game this week, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know, to check the date of the big game first before you accidentally buy tickets on your 20th wedding anniversary and have to spend the next 20 years of your marriage making up for it. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Learn more about Zyn and find your reason to make a change by registering online at Zyn.com.